Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Friday, June 1, is the deadline for application for the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program of USDA, administered by the Kentucky Ag Department. KDA's Kristen Branscombe, Executive Director of the Office of Marketing, with details.
This is Kentucky's sixth year that we've received the grant from USDA. It's to enhance the competitiveness of Kentucky's specialty crops, and that's considered fruits, vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruit, horticulture, and nursery crops.
The grants are awarded to diversify and expand economic opportunities in specialty crops and are most often joint programs affecting many producers, like last year's Plated Up program.
If you go into your local extension office, maybe your farmer's market, since they're starting to kick off here in the last couple weeks, you can see recipe cards. And what we have done, and these are all specialty crop block grant funded programs through the University of Kentucky, they take recipes, they give them to students in the nutrition classes at UK, they modify them to make them a little bit healthier, so then we own that recipe, UK develops the recipe cards, and our farmers markets and anybody in the communities get to have a new recipe to look at Kentucky produce every season. There's a different recipe or two. So if you go out to your farmers markets this season or go to the extension office, there'll be plenty of those recipe cards.
We'll have a website address with all the grant program details in a minute. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
The State Ag Department has some $260,000 in specialty crop grant funding and says KDA's Kristen Branscombe, they work hard to stretch that funding's impact.
We want to make sure that the projects that are funded reach a lot of people, are a great benefit to all Kentucky producers, you know, or as many as we can get. So the Grant Review Committee would mark those higher if a lot of people are affected by the project.
The grant application deadline is this Friday, June 1. She says each year demand is strong.
Yes, every year Kentucky has utilized every single penny of their allocation. As the years have gone on, we definitely have a tremendous amount more projects submitted for review than we have funds available to fund them.
Applications and details online at kyagr.com. That's kyagr.com under Programs and Grants. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.